And here's a stat for you. In 2017, Americans spent about $19 million on gym memberships, but according to at least one study, over half of them never went. Now, maybe that's you. Maybe the gym's too far, or the hours don't work with your schedule, or you can't find socks that match. Look, you might want to consider a fitness app. After all, there are only about 320,000 of them. Before you panic, fitness and travel writer Peter Cook has tried them, so you don't have to. His article, The Best Fitness Apps for 2019, appeared in a recent issue of GearPatrol.com. We'll link you. Well, we welcome Peter. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. You say what a lot of people say about apps in general, that our smartphones are pretty much killing us. They disrupt our sleep, destroy our cognitive resources. They give us bent backs and kinked necks. They make us depressed and anxious and isolated. Why should we turn to an app as opposed to going to a gym?
Sure. Well, you know, the facts are, like you said, that 67% of people aren't even using their gym memberships. Mm-hmm. And this offers sort of a convenient way that's literally in your pocket. And many of them are coaching you through it, so you don't have to hire a private coach. So it's cost effective that way.
Okay, so those are good reasons. So let's start ticking through some of what you think are the best apps.
Sure.
What is app? Is it, how do you say it?
Aptive. It's one of these ones that allows you to do multiple things. Stretching classes, yoga classes, boxing, weightlifting, guided workouts in your ears. There's nothing to look at, which is convenient. One of the caveats of these fitness apps is that it can be tricky to look at your phone while you're doing it. And these ones just talk right in your ear and guide you through whatever it is you're after.
So let's listen to a little.
Hey, guys and girls, it's Jamie here at Aptiv. Right now, I want you clearing your mind of anything that is not this spin class. 3, 2, here we go. Push it.
So that's Aptiv. We'll have this list at herenow.org. What about Nike plus Run Club?
What I really like about this app is that it goes beyond what so many running apps do, which is simply tracking and logging your runs with GPS. And it goes as far as providing audio-guided runs for new runners, as well as free personalized coaching plans for those who want to take the running to the next level. I'm a runner myself since high school, and the one thing I see among inexperienced runners is that they tend to go out and run roughly the same distance at roughly the same pace every time. So it's easy to understand why their fitness might plateau or they might lose interest over time. By giving you these plans to follow that, you know, they'll include lots of slow, easy running that most of us are already doing, but also punches in those strenuous efforts that will result in huge fitness and strength and speed gains.
Some of the coaches are athletes.
Yeah, indeed. Many of them are Olympic caliber athletes like Shalane Flanagan and Chris Derrick.
And so you can feel like you're running with them.
And I am Nike Plus Run Club coach Jess Woods.
We're going to take you through a warm-up and provide a speed workout that you can do anywhere. We know you might want to skip the warm-up, but please don't. The warm-up is crucial.
Very cool. Tell us about Swerkit, because we're hearing more and more that no matter how long a workout, it's worth it. They're talking about workout as snacks. Treat a set of stairs in the afternoon like a snack break and go up and down it, and it does have a good effect, even though it may only be a few minutes. We understand Swerkit will give you, you know, a 10-minute, 7-minute, 6-minute workout.
Yeah, strength, cardio, yoga, and it'll be a video-guided, precision-timed, sports scientist-approved workout.
No matter the time.
No matter the time.
Let's move on to Asana Rebel. I'm guessing this is a yoga app, and you will see a teacher doing the poses.
Correct. The reason I chose Asana Rebel was Gear Patrol is a men's lifestyle publication, and guys in particular seem to have trouble getting past the outdated and frankly incorrect idea that yoga's for girls.
Yeah, no kidding.
So they spice up yoga's image by combining traditional yoga practices like vinyasa and ashtanga with relatable strength exercises like burpees, mountain climbers, and planks.
Well, and you can get that in a lot of yoga classes, so maybe someone will transition. What's Fitbod? It's for weightlifters?
Yeah. What's really interesting about Fitbod is that it uses AI, or artificial intelligence, to help you plan your gym sessions based on your goals. So every time you hit the weights, it's not only guiding you step by step through each exercise, including the weight, number of sets, and reps, but it also takes your performance from that day and uses it to tweak your plan going forward for upcoming sessions.
This brings us to apps that get to know you. I'm looking at Kilo. They actually are smart programs, a lot of them, so they adjust along with you.
Yeah, that's a huge aspect of these newer training apps is that they use this artificial intelligence. You know, they learn from what you're doing. Kilo, that's a HIIT training program based on high-intensity interval training. And it basically looks at your recent history as doing these workouts on the app, and it'll tweak each workout going forward based on what you've done, so to make sure you're getting well-rounded fitness by hitting parts of the body that you've been basically ignoring.
Yeah. So again, some of these apps using AI, Fitbod does this too. They learn from your workouts and they adjust accordingly to try to get you to a higher level, which seems like it might keep you from going too far too fast. You also talk about an app, NEOU, which has live streaming, on-demand workouts. What, trainers at New York facilities film their routines?
Yeah, live streaming workouts is definitely one of the biggest fitness trends from 2018, and that's going to continue this year. Most people have heard of Peloton bikes by now,
right.
And what all of these various apps that have live streaming will do is they catalog all of those for on-demand, which just means if you liked that workout, you know, yesterday, then you can take it with you and do it 3 days later.
So let's listen to a little.
How are you doing at home?
You guys have tuned in for a 30-minute boxing session.
Are you guys ready?
All sorts of group fitness classes like HIIT classes, boot camps, boxing, core strength, mobility classes, dance, everything.
You include in the apps, the workout apps, a sleep app?
Yeah, my thought there is that what most people, at least the people who really start to get into exercise, like you can get hooked on it, pressing more fitness into your already busy schedule. So you're just going to wake up early, bang through a workout at 5 a.m. And, you know, sleep is super important to coming back and having a stronger, better workout the next day.
So Sleep Cycle will use your phone's accelerometer to monitor and record your movement and quality of sleep. A couple other apps you recommend, 8Fit. You outsource all your fitness and nutrition planning as you get a personal trainer and a nutritionist. It customizes meal plans and exercise based on what you tell it, you know, your goal is. That could be $60 a year. And then Charity Miles. Tell us about that.
Well, Charity Miles is as simple as it sounds. I guess it's looking for altruism as a motivator for exercise. It's basically just a GPS tracking device that you can use to track your walking, your running, your cycling. For every mile you run, you can earn money for a charity of your choice. It's up to 25 cents per mile for running and walking and up to 10 cents per mile for cycling.
Very cool. So, Peter Cook, after this adventure you've had of going deep into all these fitness apps, what's your takeaway? I mean, you started off by saying we're not supposed to isolate ourselves with our iPhones. They're not supposed to be good for us. But...
Well, I think that the most important thing about making any fitness routine work, including these apps, which I do find very useful, especially if you're someone who's not super familiar with fitness modalities and doesn't really know how to self-guide their exercise. But what's very important to make them work for you is to do a realistic self-assessment beforehand so you know what motivates you, if that's group fitness, if that's running, if that's cycling, if that's yoga. So knowing that and then being realistic about the time that you are going to set aside. When it comes to the money, the average health club price, believe it or not, is $50 a month. So that's $600 a year. And these apps, it's usually much, much lower than that. And if you can stick to it, if you're honest about your fitness assessment, then I think that you can make them work.
Fitness writer Peter Cook, his recent article on the best new fitness apps of 2019 is in gearpatrol.com. We'll link you at hereandnow.org. Peter, thank you.
Thank you, Robin. It's been a pleasure.